Listener Marilyn sent us this. I cannot believe that I did not listen to NPR until I arrived in Wilmington, became a Luddite, and gave away all my electronic devices except my radio and my new jitterbug cell phone. Now NPR is on all day and into the night. I refer to NPR Wilmington as the Rachel Lewis Hilburn Station. She has the best radio voice I've ever heard, plus intelligent and interesting comments in each setting. This came from Anonymous. I continue to have issues streaming the station. Have tried via AHA app and iHeartRadio on iPhone, NetRadio on my stereo receiver, and just today on my PC from a new URL. We are always concerned about outages, whether on the air or via streaming. Concerning the latter, our website is hosted by NPR. We and other stations have had some issues with recent changes in streaming providers since NPR went to a new service. The streaming links from WHQR.org appear to be working, but the apps that Anonymous mentions may be slow to update their servers to accommodate NPR's changes. Please refer to a story on WHQR for updates. Look in the right-hand column below the link to our Empowering Our Future ad. Listener Carolyn Myrtle Beach wrote, I wrote to you when WHQR terminated its classical music service in the Myrtle Beach area. The choice to change the format to all news all day long was extremely disappointing to me, and the programming included duplicates of what was available as a member of SCETV Radio. I am almost overjoyed to learn that you are again offering a classical format that is available in our area at 102.3 FM. It's an understatement to write that I have missed it more than I can explain. The new signal is crystal clear both in my residence and in my car. If I discover when I return to work that the new signal is available there as well, I assure you that my happiness will be complete. Listener Sarah wrote, I keep your station on in the lobby of my business because I love your programming and believe my customers recognize it in the background and appreciate it as well. There have been several notable news events around Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson's bid for the presidency, namely the major newspaper and media outlets' editorial backings he's received, and over the weekend the New Mexico poll showing him at 24%. I would strongly encourage your staff to be more diligent about giving fair coverage to all of the candidates, not just the ones yelling and screaming as if they were on Jerry Springer, because that's easy. The media is completely in control of this election and, for whatever reason, shutting out anyone but Clinton and Trump, regardless of their experience, policies, and character. I don't want to be offensive, but the public deserves to know about all of their options, not just the most outrageous. I wrote to Sarah that, as I'm sure she knows, WHQR's own coverage of elections has focused on local and regional races and occasionally on local visits by national candidates. There haven't been any, to our knowledge, by the Johnson campaign. Her comment is really about NPR's coverage. She and others may wish to get in touch with them directly at npr.org. Finally, listeners have been returning their fall pledge letters, sometimes with comments attached. Listener Polly in Carolina Beach wrote, For Vitaly in Ukraine, he gave me a hometown driveway moment. Thanks, Polly. Our drive begins next Tuesday with Cyber Day. And we'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. Stay warm and dry during Hurricane Matthew's approach. Stay tuned to WHQR, and many thanks as always for your feedback.